there are some critics, George, over the years that have said that you and Lenny did more or less the same kinds of jokes about the Catholic Church, and others that have stated that your material is more hard-hitting and bitter than Lenny's. Which analysis do you feel is correct?
Well, I don't know that... I think either one of those is too narrow to give it, to give the truth its due. This is what it amounts to me. I think people have... Some people have erroneously connected me with Lenny Bruce for one simple common denominator, and that is the use of profane language. I think everything else is really quite different. We both, all comedians are interested in justice. It seems to me that the whole reason for standing up and screaming even about your mother-in-law or about crabgrass or kids today is justice. You're looking for to square the world, to make the world make sense to you. You're trying to figure out this world and how, and so you give a twisted version of it to people because the version you're getting through your eyes doesn't suit you. So you say, look at this, I can do this with it. So all comedians try to do that. Lenny and I had this language in common, and he was the first one to make language an issue, and he suffered for it. I was the first one to make a language an issue and to succeed from it. Those are differences rooted in a similarity. And the other thing we had similarly was that we knew him, Jack and I knew him in our formative years, and Brenda and I kept close, not close, Brenda and I kept up the acquaintanceship. That's all it really ever amounted to. We knew his mother and liked Sally, and we saw her a lot, and we occasionally we'd run into Lenny. He was very hard to communicate with, so it would be a quick hello, and that's all. Obviously, I was very influenced by his approach to comedy, as I was with Mort Sahl's, because I was in my formative stage, and I was a rebel at heart and an anti-authoritarian at a time when they were succeeding by taking those positions. So that was the extent of the influence. Everything else is open to the listener and to the subjective mind to say, well, I like this better, I think he does that better, he did this more, he did that more.